Nah, tough Tuesdays. I mean, nobody's having a tougher Tuesday than got to be the old boy in Dallas.
Oh, Mike McCarthy, yeah.
If you're him, do you just go to Jerry and be like, dude, is this it? Like, you're definitely firing me after this year. Like,
well, you saw what happened yesterday, right? He was 2 hours late to his press conference.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so when you're something was going on behind the scenes. But I'll be honest with you, whether it's Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells, Mike McCarthy, whoever the case may be, as long as Jerry Jones is still the general manager of that football team, they're going to continue to be a mess, because the teams that are a mess because of ownership. And the Dallas Cowboys are a prime example of that. They are a mess from the top down. When look at the Jets. That's when people are like, oh, they're going to be good. No, they're not. Woody Johnson still owns that team, right?
Woody J.
They are a mess from the top to the bottom. And that's where the Jets are right now. So we can talk about firing Mike McCarthy, and ultimately he will be fired probably at the end of this season. But who's going to come in and be better as long as Jerry Jones is in the way of this thing?
Fair. I mean,
because nobody's worked there since Jimmy Johnson.
No.
I mean, you can say, yes, Barry Switzer won that Super Bowl with Jimmy's guys. But after that Super Bowl, Bill Parcells, one of the great head coaches of all time, didn't even get the job done in Dallas.
Right. I mean, when you're constantly looking over your shoulder and being micromanaged, I'm sorry, it doesn't work. Whether that is football, restaurants,
doesn't matter,
any job profession. Yeah. Somebody's like, yeah, I wouldn't do that. It's like, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
I'd run the ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. The micromanaging thing doesn't work. But also, too, making bad decisions and financial decisions and stringing your guys along. This is a bad offseason for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody kind of saw this whole season play out the way it was when the whole the offseason, like you said, was going on.
Yeah, it was a mess. But that's ownership. That's Jerry Jones' fault.
I was going to ask this because I saw a video of it after they lost that game 47 to whatever it was.
I think it was 47-7.
47-17. Whatever. And
I can't remember.
I saw two interesting things. One that I want to have a quick convo about. But one was, it was the worst loss in Dallas's history at home.
Under Jerry Jones.
Under Jerry Jones on his birthday.
Yeah.
So you know he's a sourpuss about that. Mm-hmm. Like, how dare you do that? The other thing is, do we overemphasize him walking into the locker room after the game?
Yeah,
isn't,
I think
like
so.
Clark he's, in the locker room every game?
They're all in there.
Like, they all go in there, right?
Yeah.
But, like, he's the one guy you don't want to see come into your locker room.
I think you recognize him because you recognize him. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of these owners you don't recognize. But, like, some of the, like, a Jerry Jones or a Woody Johnson, you know, some of these guys that are constantly on the screen, you recognize. Like, you don't know who the owners of the Commanders are right now. If that guy walked in, or you wouldn't know who that guy was. Or you'd know Jacksonville because that guy's got a mustache and things like that. But you wouldn't know the owner of Houston if they walked into the locker room. Jerry Jones is a major figure, arguably the most popular and powerful figure in the NFL. Yeah, people are going to talk. People are going to talk when he walks into that locker room.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy, definitely not going to make it out of the show.
Look, it's not Mike's fault. They win 12 games. Yeah. Jerry Jones sucks. He just does.
They lost 47-9.
Oh, that's what it was, 9.
47. Yeah.
That's almost as bad as when Miami beat, what was it, Chicago last year? Or Denver, 72-20. I mean, that's a 52-point loss. Yeah. That's damn near 40.
That's a damn near 40-point loss. You get 40 balled in the NFL, you suck.
Yeah, and then
the linemen out there running wide receiver routes. I mean, Dan Campbell does not care.
Not good. Doug Peterson, the other guy?
Probably. I mean, Doug Peterson addressed that the team needs a culture change. You're the head coach of that.
Did you fire
yourself?
Right.
But, you know, they're still in London, right? So I think if they got the Patriots this weekend, again, thank you, NFL. They've been rolling out just gems for these European games, right?
So mean.
Patriots, Jags, and then I think it's in a couple of weeks we get the Giants and Panthers in Germany, ooh, right? Thank you very much. Maybe they could leave Daniel Jones and, you know, all the other bad players over there and come back home and start anew. But that's what they should do with probably Doug. It's like Doug loses to New England this weekend, they're going to leave him in London.
That's the battle of the LSU wide receiver game, I guess, if you want to look at it from a nerd standpoint. The Malik Nabers and B.J. Thompson.
Oh, you're talking about the Germany game.
That's what we got there.
Yeah. You know, like, what do we have in New England versus Jacksonville at 8:30 this Sunday morning?
New England, Jacksonville.
You know, that's going to be a shirtless run for Bob, I'll tell you.
Trevor Lawrence versus Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, And then New England, you said you heard Bill Belichick go on full blast Patriots coaching staff yesterday.
Yeah, on the Pat McAfee show, he's talking about Drake May. He's like, yeah, I thought Drake May looked good. You know, he's like, I worry about his coaching situation a bit. I was like, whoa. Okay. That's the guy that you hired, Gerard Mayo.
There's a reason why when ministers retire, they're not allowed to go back to the church that they once were a pastor.
Yeah, right.
You know, his sermon was not good.
Not good.
Come here, Bob. I'll tell you exactly what you need to hear today.
Yeah, but Bill Belichick, he is the sermon of Pat McAfee, and he's on the Manning cast for a little bit last night. I didn't catch any of Bill on the Manning cast because, quite frankly, I forgot the Manning cast was on last night. Has it fallen that far? Like, I forgot the Manning cast was on.
I didn't watch it either.
I had baseball on one TV and the regular football game on the other TV last night.
I think it's also the severity of the game. Like, I doubt you were watching the Manning cast when the Chiefs played.
No, God, no.
Right?
No,
that was the last Monday night game.
Yeah, and then they've had multiple Monday night games and stuff like that. So,
it's not consistent enough. And then I want to add a name that I think we need to have a discussion with, and that is Zach Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Getting close.
If your team consistently is in a funzel in the first half of the season, that's got to be coaching, right? Like, seems like Cincinnati always seems to like cut their head off before they start trying to see anything. And then by the time they get readjusted, it's like, okay, everything's got to go perfect for us to end up here.
Right.
Now, they've been to a Super Bowl. They've won a lot of games in the playoffs, and they've been successful. But they could be so much more successful if they would get it done early. And I feel like that's on coaching, and we're seeing that again. And I think his Tuesdays are getting tougher and tougher as a 2-14.
I don't disagree with you at all. I'm going to say a little bit is on Joe Burrow and that wrist. I mean, a lot. Now, all of a sudden, a lot of conversation about Joe Burrow's wrist is taking place. Oh, the wrist. Oh, of course it's not back to where it is, right? Allegedly. Or maybe he just regressed a little bit. Who knows? I tend to think the wrist is probably a factor right now. But you're out there playing, so you got to get the job done. Another guy that could potentially be on the hot seat. I mean, this Cleveland thing, right? I mean,
oh, Lord.
I mean, one in five.
Are they ran by, like, the mob or the cartel?
They're run by the truck stop guy, yeah. It's like he's
you must start him. What if I bench him? You die.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I can think
of. I just wish Stefanski would come out, but he's the head coach of this. Just like it's not Mike McCarthy down in Dallas. It's Jerry Jones. Bad ownership in Cleveland, man. Bad ownership.
It's a different situation between Dallas and Cleveland to me.
Oh, I think it's Mike both McCarthy, bad ownership.
But Mike McCarthy has say over what happens in the football team. He has say. If he wanted
Does he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I feel if he wanted to bench Dak, Jerry'd be like, go ahead.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think Jerry'd be like, yeah, bench his ass.
Bench him.
His little 6'6 sausage.
Yeah, I don't know that he would.
That's why Dak's not good. He lacks in the bulge.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think so, man. Mike McCarthy wins 12 games a year. Kevin Stefanski and won a Super Bowl. Kevin Stefanski hadn't done squat.
Two-time coach of the year. Took Joe Flacco to the playoffs. Almost got a 1-seed with Flacco.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I just think the mob runs the Browns. Like, you do not bench Deshaun Watson. Why? Because I have the under on wins this season. Once we get to, like, six straight losses, then we can be a little bit more comfortable.
But, I mean, to sit there and say Deshaun Watson gives us our best chance
that's
to
a
win.
Lot.
I mean, come on.
Were they over the last 26 on third down conversions?
That's it.
That ought to get you fired. Everybody ought to get fired.
That's right. Over 26 is the number, yeah.
Wouldn't there be like a 3rd-and-1 or an offsides, like something? 26?
Does that count, though?
I guess maybe the offsides doesn't count, but still
does
a 3rd-and-1?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we've seen the Chiefs try to do a 3rd-and-1, too.
Spoiler alert, one of my cover twos is how many 3rd-down conversions Cleveland converts over the weekend. I can tell you that much.